1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Vice President Kamala Harris, now the official Democratic nominee for president. Harris's nomination secured late Monday night after a 5-day round of online voting by DNC delegates. Harris and her new, yet-to-be-named running mate are expected at a rally in Philadelphia Tuesday night. Meantime, still so many questions over why President Biden left the race instead of continuing to fight criticism over his age. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi denying to ABC News she added pressure, but admitted,
I wasn't asking him to step down. I was asking for a campaign that would win. And I wasn't seeing that on the horizon.
Now it's up to Harris to go head-to-head against former President Trump. At the Tokyo Stock Exchange overnight, trading roaring back to life with the Nikkei seeing a record-breaking gain after Monday's massive sell-off of U.S. stocks. The Dow started off down more than 1,000 points, while the NASDAQ and tech stocks got hit the hardest. This is ABC News. On day 10 of the Olympics in Paris, gymnast Simone Biles won the silver in the individual floor exercise, the 11th Olympic medal of her career. But Brazil's Rebeca Andrade earned the gold.
Overall, I think it was a disappointing day in gymnastics. So today was the final day of artistic gymnastics for women. We had the beam final and the floor final. In the beam final, it was Suni Lee and Simone, and both of them fell off the beam. So to our disappointment, they did not make the podium in the beam final. They then moved on to the floor final. That was Simone and Jordan Chiles, and they did place. You know, they got the silver and the bronze. They did amazing, of course, but Rebeca Andrade, the Brazilian superstar, is the one who got the gold.
ABC's Inez de la Cotera. Later on Tuesday, the NTSB will hold a 2-day hearing into a blowout on the side of a Boeing 737 MAX airliner. The board will hear from witnesses and investigators looking into the January 5th incident on an Alaska Airlines flight. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin is preparing for flooding. More than 3 inches of rain could fall overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning in some parts of the state. A flood watch is in effect for an area stretching from Portage and Columbus southeast to the Milwaukee area. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin is at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution August 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education. And this would have far-reaching and far-lasting effects.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
All systems go in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers put on a show over the weekend on family night. Jordan Love signing autographs for fans and doing interviews.
Training camp has been good so far. Great practice going against a great defense every day. A lot of great competition, but that receiver room, tight end room, all those playmakers, man, they're looking great. I'm very excited about what we got building and just a lot of those guys, you know, taking that next step and building on what we did last year. So I'm very excited.
The biggest question is still at kicker. Anders Carlson went 8-for-9 after going 3-for-6 earlier in the week. Greg Joseph, 7-for-9 family night. The Packers have signed another kicker, Jonathan Garibay, who's kicked for the Dallas Cowboys and in the UFL. Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3. Milwaukee has now lost 3 straight series. Today, they travel to Atlanta, where they'll play the Braves tomorrow night.
I love this team, guys, and I'm not going to start criticizing them for making youthful mistakes or for hitting balls hard and not having it be timely hitting.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our biggest concerns are the overnight heavy rainfall, which could create some flooding. We'll see showers and storms moving through the area. Low temperatures dropping to the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. On Tuesday, early showers, then sunshine, highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangent with Luke Mathers, and we'll discuss the new Democratic vice presidential candidate. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So far, no vice presidential pick. And here it is, what, 2 o'clock on the West Coast, I think, or on the East Coast, rather. It's 11 o'clock here on the West Coast. So, the indications I'm seeing are that we'll probably hear tonight. But, you know, we'll find out. We'll find out tomorrow we'll know. And I think it's going to be a very interesting program tomorrow to discuss this. Meanwhile, over on Daily Kos, Ruxengroink is writing, is the New York Times purposely getting stuff wrong? And you know, this is, first off, you know, the New York Times is just relentlessly pounding on Joe Biden, and principally about his age. Now, arguably there's some legitimacy to that, but they weren't similarly pounding on Donald Trump about, you know, hey, the list is like 35 things long, right? You know, his criminality or his age. He's 78, and he's, you know, forgetting things and losing his train of thought in his rallies all the time, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But anyhow, Donald Trump came out on his Nazi-infested social media site, his failing Nazi-infested social media site yesterday, the day before, and said that because Joe Biden is no longer the candidate, he no longer has an obligation to debate the Democratic candidate on September 10th on ABC. Now, first off, somebody came out, you know, found the actual contract, and the contract doesn't have names in it. It doesn't say Donald Trump will debate Joe Biden. It says the Republican nominee will debate the Democratic nominee, because the contract was written before the conventions. And, you know, anything could happen, right? So, number one, Trump was wrong, or he lied, or both. Number two, Trump said, but I will debate Kamala Harris on Fox News with my choice of moderators and with the stipulation that they not fact check me, which I guess is implicit because it's Fox News, right? So Harris immediately said, I'll be there on September 10th on ABC because that's what we agreed to. And so Trump just throws this BS thing out. Fox News says, we don't know anything about this. This is just, you know, Trump talking through his hat, right? And what the headline should say is Trump backs out of agreed to debate with Harris, right? That would be the logical headline. Or even to point out that, you know, he wants a poison pill. He will only debate her on Fox News with correspondents that he knows will take his side over every dispute. But instead, the headline that the New York Times ran was Trump proposes a Fox News debate with Harris on September 4. Well, yeah, he did, but she didn't accept it. And the headline, and then the subhead, Mr. Trump's post on social media, the debate would take place in Pennsylvania, crucial battleground state. This is not how a journalist would report this story, a real journalist. And it's not how a real newspaper would report this study. I mean, you know, this is a 13-paragraph story in the New York Times. And we didn't get to this part of it until the 12th out of 13 paragraphs, number 12. It was unclear early Saturday whether Ms. Harris had agreed to the debate and its terms. And it should be, by the way, Vice President Harris. Representatives of her campaign did not respond to requests for comments. A spokeswoman for Fox News also did not respond to questions. Well, you know, she has since said, no, I'm not going to do that. Trump is backing out. So then people got really pissed off at the New York Times and started complaining about it. And so they changed the headline. Now they've changed the headline. Now it's Trump backs out of ABC debate and proposes one with Harris on Fox. And again, you know, not pointing out what's really going on here, which is that Donald Trump is afraid of an actual debate with Kamala Harris. He was perfectly happy to debate Joe Biden because Joe Biden is just a crappy debater. You know, for a whole bunch of reasons that we all know, and I,